With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Off the Mess, a podcast brought to you by The Dip. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and today I'm so excited because I have such an amazing guest. She is the go-to source for all Kardashian news. They pretty much have adopted her at this point, Amanda from the incredible Instagram account, Not Skinny But Not Fat. So, Amanda, you were like the first podcast I ever was asked to go on.
Aww.
And now you're doing mine. It's like full circle.
Oh, that is wild. And you were so unprofesh.
So unprofesh.
Oh, like, my God. I literally asked her to come on.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I forgot my laptop at my boyfriend's.
Yeah.
Like last minute.
Yeah. Like totally did not have my laptop charger. I was like,
no,
Amanda.
Doesn't it sound like an excuse though when someone tells you they like don't have a laptop or a laptop charger? I was like,
yeah,
wait. And I knew you were excited to come on, so I believed you. But if it was like somebody else, I would be like, are you
the fuck?
Ghosting me?
No.
You know?
No, I know. I was like so unprofesh, so difficult to work with. I was.
Don't ask me for a recommendation, okay? No, I'm just kidding. You were amazing. I wonder what we talked about. It was so long ago.
It was so long ago. I don't even know. I think we talked like mainly Bravo stuff.
Yeah.
Which you are taking a break from Bravo now.
Not really. It's more like I was always a Bravo fraud. And I'm hashtag scared of the fandom because they can be like really intense. But no, it's mostly that I was a fraud because I basically was watching New York Housewives and New Jersey Housewives like in tandem, and then discovered VPR 25 years after everyone else has.
Okay.
And then literally with so much chutzpah, called myself the VPR ambassador, which like I should have been just canceled for that alone. But I got really into VPR. I was like, how has nobody been into this? And everyone's like, no, we've been into this.
We've literally been watching since 2013.
Like, and what was so funny is like, I was watching it in like with blinders on. Like I wasn't following any of the cast. I wasn't, okay. Which seems like so fucking long ago. I like was like, Jax is so hot. Like I was watching it from the beginning, blinders, didn't know Jax and Brittany were together, thought him and Stassi were still living life, which is like a beautiful thing to think that I managed
so
to do.
So innocent. No.
So innocent. Like,
you literally just dove into Vanderpump Rules without any idea of what you were getting
late,
into.
And mm-hmm. like literally became so obsessed with it that I kind of became like really into it and into Bravo and everything. And that's how kind of my Bravo connection got there. But I was always like, wait, all of y'all watch like every Housewives. Like, I'm not watching all the Housewives. Like, how do you do it? Like, how do you keep up with it? And I didn't even watch New York this season. I did watch New Jersey. But so I think it's more like I've always been a kind of Bravo dipper. Like,
okay.
And they have accepted me in this really beautiful way. But it's mostly because I think I was so passionate about one specific thing. I mean, listen. Bravo is so easy to delve into. The content is like fun and easy and mindless that it's like obviously a go-to. But no, not that I'm taking a break. Just right now there's not. Well, Vanderpump. Vanderpump is on.
Yeah. It's back. It's weird. It's kind of weird.
I loved it the first episode. I did. But I'm a lover, you know?
Yeah.
Like I love everyone. Like I loved. That was the thing with Vanderpump. Like, I was watching and people were, like, hating Jax and hating James and, like, hating all these people. I'm like, but they're so interesting.
James is one of the most complex characters we have on our televisions.
Like, he's so fucking interesting. Like, oh my, wait. No, the first episode of this season where he's fighting with Max about gym pills or something, like
pre-workout pills.
It's not about the pre-workout pills. Like, right, we're talking about pasta again, like point fucking period.
Yeah.
Do you think we're stupid?
This was not a vitamin supplement, as he described. This like, this is something else.
No, this is 100. And what does he think? Like, is he trying to make another, like, thing? But then he cries. And then he's, like, so dramatic and so passionate. And you're like, wait, maybe it is a vitamin supplement.
Yeah. That just makes you rage out. I mean, I don't work out, but I don't think that that's, like, a thing.
Listen, I loved it. I think that, I mean, Lala was great. They didn't bring too many new people. Like, Charlie was there, but it wasn't like, oh, here's, like,
a whole new cast.
Right, yeah. Which I feel like they made a huge mistake with. And I think that at the end of the day, the cast knows that, like, they're hanging on by a thread. And, like, they have to bring it this season to get a new season. So yeah. I feel like we can expect the best just because, like, they have to bring the best.
Totally. So what are your thoughts on Kravis? Travis and Courtney, you are the most passionate person on the internet for the Kardashians that doesn't have, like, a Kardashian, like, fan account. Like, it's just you.
Really? That's how you see it?
Okay. You love them. No?
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to see it from outside perspective. Yeah. Like, the way you put it.
Like, you have, like, breaking news on Kravis at all times.
I love Kravis because I love Courtney. I have always loved Courtney, not the new people that hopped on the Courtney bandwagon when she got, you know, she became consensus. Like, I loved her pre-consensus. She's my favorite, but I have to say, like, now that I'm Commanda, it's really hard to pick a favorite sister.
No.
Like, I've always thought Kim was, like, incredible. Like, I always Kimmy. Thought she was, like, how smart and, like, what a businesswoman and, like, what, like, everything she does is just, like, on fucking point. And, like, do I love making fun of her and, like, you know, in so many ways? Yeah. But the other thing about them is, like, they are down with that.
Like, they're, like, in on it. Like, they're in on the joke.
Yeah. They're not, like, you know, Bachelor Nation people that will see one, you know, thing making fun of them. They're like, take it off the internet. You know, it's like, no, they like me being made fun of. They know that's what that makes the world go round, you know?
Yeah. That is why they're still relevant 12 years later. Like, that is why.
That is why. So love Kim for so many reasons. I feel like Khloé has the biggest soul of all of them and, like, is the most supportive sister. But Courtney, I feel like, Courtney is my fave in the sense that the way she dresses, I could most relate to, you know, even if we start at the, like, most superficial. Like, she doesn't wear shit that, like, you couldn't wear. Like, Khloé wears shit you probably couldn't wear. Kim wears shit you 100% couldn't wear.
Never. And, like, even Kylie. Like, Kylie wears stuff that I would be like, never.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the Jenners. They are a whole...
Okay.
They're a whole different breed to me. Except Kris. She's, like, I feel like should be a Kardashian, you know?
Remember when she wanted to change her name to Kardashian and Kendall was, like, devastated? She was like, but what?
No. Like, we need to have this conversation brought up again, Kris. Because, like, she should... That's what I don't get is, like, I get when parents... Like, she wants to keep it proud because it became who she is and her other kids are Jenners. I wonder if she didn't have kids from Caitlyn, she would keep it.
100% not. Because, like, Yolanda Hadid dropped Foster. Like, she was like, I'm getting the fuck out.
Right. And she was Hadid Foster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was really? Yolanda Foster. Yeah.
Oh, she was Yolanda Foster?
Yeah, and she changed it back to Hadid because she was like, fuck David.
Love that.
Okay, which, by the way, I am the biggest, I'm going to fangirl for a minute. Yeah. I am the biggest fan of the Foster sisters, Aaron and Sarah, and they follow you and comment on your shit. And I literally just want to comment back to them and just be like, I love you so much. Like, it's sick.
Aaron is, she was like my first, I think it was like celebrity / like verified follower. Mm-hmm. And like, so we've become like friends over the years and she's the coolest, nicest, like, most, I mean, obviously normal,
they're so,
you know?
Funny. They're so funny and so smart. Like,
but I literally, like, love. she's She's great. She converted to Judaism. Like, she has the funniest commentary. I love her sense of humor. And she's also just like a really cool.
She's like a down ass chick.
Yeah. She's like, a down ass chick.
Yeah. When I am in my feels, which is all the time, I go and watch her wedding video on Instagram.
Oh my God. I cried in her wedding video and I can't believe I watched it all. It was like long.
I was like, this is beautiful.
No, it was so beautiful.
I like and didn't feel done inside. Because
she said to him, like, I'm not even a good person. And I thought that was so funny.
So
and
funny.
And he's so cute too. Like, he's just so nice. And
like loves her.
And loves her. And just they're great. They're really great. So
yeah,
I had to
share that with you. Cause I was like, they comment on your stuff all the time and I love them.
Yeah, they're so cute.
So what is like your least favorite trend that's going on Instagram right now? Like, what is a thing that like you see on Instagram?
It's like you're asking me things that you know the answer to and you know the answer to this. You're trying to get me to say photo dump. Yeah. Photo dump. Okay. You know what? This is a good place to clarify this.
Okay.
People think I'm hating on photo dumps, which became the equivalent to carousel of images. Okay.
Okay.
You can select up to 10 photos and put them up at the same time. Great. Awesome. Have done it. It's cool. When I don't like the photo dump trend is I don't like that all of a sudden, and it felt like to me, like, you know, when you see a Beamer and then you see Beamers everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like all of a sudden in like a span of 1 week, I was seeing like photo dump, like the words, like the captions, people just gave up on thinking of funny captions and wrote photo dump instead. And then it turned into this like, oh, the cool way to photo dump is if you put really obscure things and like, oh, and then at the end put something shocking. Oh, and in the middle put a meme that's irrelevant to the world. And then it became this just like this entire, like, what am I looking for? Like solution that people were like, oh, 1 + 1 equals like good engagement. Like, I don't know what they're thinking. I have no problem if Samantha went to fucking Italy and she's like, she puts up all the pictures from Cinque Terre in Venice and writes like, Italy was so fun. Great. Dump away. If she writes Italy photo dump and in it has like a brick on the floor, a dog that was like astray, like, no, then you're really trying too hard. If you have a bunch of gorgeous photos of yourself and you want to put them all, but you don't want them to take up your grid a la Milo Ventimiglia or whatever the fuck, he puts up 100 feet, like,
it's aggressive. Yeah. No, he literally, and I love that man with everything in me. Like, he could literally slap me across the face and I would be like, do it again. Thank you. Like,
no, but you know what's so funny? So Mandy Moore saw that I posted that in this little inside there. And she responds to that story of mine and she's like, oh, he does this once in a while. LOL. And it was just so funny because, like, he fucking does this. And I didn't know. Like, again, me thinking I'm discovering America. Oh, my God. And it's Columbus Day. No. I literally thought I was, like, discovering the world with Vanderpump. Again, with this, I'm like, you guys, Milo, post all this stuff. And everyone's like, no, literally, he does this every time. And
every time.
Wow, the balls, the chutzpah.
Yeah, a lot of chutzpah.
Like, he doesn't care about likes. He doesn't care about engagement. Nope. He doesn't care if he's getting comments. He just wants to put the photos.
I think he actually turns his comments off, which is like cooler.
No, because he's not turning it off like Jamie Lynn Spears is because he's scared people are going to like give him death threats. He's turning it off because he doesn't want that shit and doesn't need that shit.
No, he's just like, I just want you to see me on a bicycle and like a can. He's always like hiking in a canyon
with short shorts.
With like a camera. Like he's always taking a selfie.
I feel like
holding
a camera. He's so complex. Speaking of complex.
Also, you dragged me.
What?
Because I am one of those people. And you were literally like, they throw a meme in there. And I was like, oh my God, I've done that. Like I've literally
done
this.
What, on your personal?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. I was like, I'm really cool. I'm not cool. I'm a fucking loser.
You did that, see? I mean,
like, I got sucked in. I got sucked into the basic bitchery of the photo dump. I did.
You did the formula.
I was like, let me post the street. Let me post a meme, a cute picture of myself. Like, I was a fucking, I'm a clown. You
oh
know,
my God. You're
I
such
love
a
being dragged. I'm such a chug. Such a fucking chug. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. Let's be honest, ratings and reviews are so important, especially when you're in need of a doctor. You wouldn't go to a restaurant if they only had one star, so why go through all of that with a healthcare provider? And after the last year, now is the time to prioritize your health. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Go to ZocDoc.com/HOTM and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOTM. I want to talk to you about Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
Because I am struggling. I struggle with Bachelor Nation. You are posting on your Instagram about Bachelor Nation books, how everyone's writing a goddamn book these days.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? Why do I need Maddie's book? Like, I don't. Why is
Pilot Pete having... Well, you need her life advice. You need her life advice.
What? I mean, I don't understand. Like, why did Pilot Pete write a children's book?
No, that was kind of genius, though. Wait, let's take a step back.
Whoa. Okay.
No. Love, like, we're going to judge, but, like...
Okay.
Like, Tyler C being, like, on the cover, you know, mm-hmm. like, my life, you know,
yeah.
whatever. Funny. Pilot Pete, he knows kids love planes. Pilot Pete is a good name. It's kind of like, you know, Pip the Rip. And like, I don't know. It's like a good...
Tommy the Train.
I feel like it was a smart thing to go for like that. But like, yeah, who's waiting for them after the final rose and being like, let's publish. Like, you have a way with words.
No. Yeah.
And no. Like, are they getting a ghostwriter? Like, when you get a ghostwriter, that means like... That means the book agent and whoever is signing you believes in you so much. And like, you give a ghostwriter to like Teresa, right? Like, mm-hmm. people are going to buy the book. She went through insane shit. And like, Teresa's not going to write a word.
No.
Like, she's not.
No. But I also don't see Maddie taking to the keys. Like, I don't see her.
I love to write and like, in my mm-hmm. mind, I could say like, oh, my dream is to write a book. And when I was younger, I started one. And I remember it being a dream. But like, if you take yourself and like, could I literally sit down and write a book? Like, that's an insane project. That like, probably Maddie isn't sharpening her like pencil a la Hit Me Baby One More Time with some pink fur and writing it. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, it's also ridiculous because I heard that like Colton's book came out before he came out. Mm-hmm. So basically the book is like not updated. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
it came like, out like when he was like, I'm not gay. I don't know why everyone thinks that. Like yeah. legit. And then he came out. So it's kind of like, should he even be promoting it still? Like it's not timeless.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's definitely not a timeless book.
Yeah, it's not a timeless classic. But
no.
I mean, listen, they're trying to hang on. And like, I asked this in my story, like, are Bachelor Nation book, you know, equivalent to celebrity alcohol brands, you know? Who knew that that's what we equated it with, you know?
Yeah, you're taking that on your Instagram.
Yeah, like, I love taking random things on.
I love that. I love your passion.
Yeah, it's passionate.
For life and just your zest.
The zest. My zest. Yeah, lot of times my zest can be about things that no one cares about but me. Like when Gigi Hadid and I had the same stroller, like, wow. I was.
You were.
I don't know how people kept following me.
Yeah, like you were transported to a different dimension during
like,
that time.
I would not shut the fuck up about this fucking stroller. Like, and a lot of people were like, I don't get it. Like, what's so special about this stroller? Like, I don't know. Looking back, I don't know. Like, blame the postpartum hormones. But I was like, stroller. Like, it was wild. So, yes. Do I get passionate about things that some people could care about sometimes? Yes. Do I get passionate about some? But sometimes I bring people in this very cult-like way where, like, they think they don't care, but then they start caring about the stroller.
Yes. No, 100%. I did that with celebrities on jet skis. I am obsessed with celebrities on jet skis and celebrities on bicycles.
Oh, my God.
Because it's so fucking dorky looking. Like, no matter how cool you are, you look like a fucking loser on a bicycle with a helmet and you're trucking through the streets. Like,
yeah.
It's so embarrassing. And I started posting about it and people were like, oh my God, have you seen the picture of Rihanna doing side saddle on a jet ski? I was like, now I have.
Now I have.
Now I have. And I'm so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
But I love your commentary on Bachelor Nation just because it's spot on every time because you're very honest.
It's, I think people, I am saving you like 3 hours because
it's
deathful. Like, stop. Like, people need time. Like, time is money, you know? Mm-hmm. Can we not Martin Scorsese up an episode of The Bachelor? Like, 1 hour, 45 minutes? Like,
they gotta, like, rearrange the format. Like, yeah. They haven't changed it in so long. Like, there needs to be, like, more, like, stuff happening.
Yeah, we don't need the filler. Like,
no.
We are a fast-paced society. Fast pace it up. But let me tell you, but Bachelor in Paradise, even though it's also long, like I think for people that want to get into it, that's a thing though that gets you. You can't watch Bachelor in Paradise without watching The Bachelor because you're not going to know the people.
Right.
So you're not going to be as invested. So is The Bachelor in Paradise way more fun because instead of like one girl hooking up with a bunch of guys, you got a bunch of guys hooking up with a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're sweating and it's like the conditions are horrible. You would never... But you want to know the people, you know? And I just find it so entertaining. So it's like one of those things where it's like, are you going to watch Michelle's season? It's like, of course. Like, I'm going to watch, like, first of all, Michelle is amazing, but she's just the next one coming up. But they should have given us a break. This time it's a lot. It's like, it's been a lot. Give us a fucking minute.
Yes. Like, Bachelor Nation, I just feel like raw dogs us, like, constantly. Like, because we're just
they're money-making
constantly...
their cash cow, you know?
I'm just like every fucking Monday and Tuesday, that's just all I see is Bachelor, Bachelor, Bachelor.
But you know what? It's worth it because, like I said, once you watch that, like you know all the people and there's constant shit happening with them IRL that's interesting. So if you don't know, if you didn't watch The Bachelor, you probably know who Tyler Cameron is because he dated Gigi Hadid and like had that whole thing. But
went to her Oma's funeral. That was a moment.
That was, yeah. Him and Matt James are like the smartest people in the franchise, honestly.
They're little geniuses, those
like,
two.
Like, literally, they're like, I'm not going to be associated, but I am going to reap the fucking benefits.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing, you know?
100%. They didn't go the, like, traditional, like, influencer route. They're like, we're aiming high.
Yeah, and I guess what I understood is, like, I think they have good connections, like, in general. So it's like leverage good connections with like the fact that you're like semi-famous and like then it's like, you know?
Yeah. Well, and Tyler is just hot.
Yeah, like, but it's like, listen.
And he has a huge penis.
I mean, we've seen at SNL.
We've seen. I mean, that photo of him with the horse and the jeans, I was like, whoa.
But could you date someone?
With a big dick?
Well, no.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where this
obviously,
was going.
But... if you go to his Instagram, all of his grid is like shirtless. If you were on a dating app and let's say he didn't have a million followers or whatever.
Okay.
And you went into someone's profile, like, is that what you want to see?
Absolutely fucking not. Any man that uses social media is not the man for me.
Right. Like you want to see a guy that the last photo he posted still has like a border from 2013 that you could choose. And like one with his niece.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like a photo that he took. You know how everyone takes photos of the clouds when they're on a plane? Like a guy that like does that from like 2016 and they'll be like,
when you hook up with him, you're like, that's not cool anymore. Like you have to tell him because he doesn't know.
He doesn't know the trends. Also, a big red flag is when a guy is following like 1,000 people, but he only has like 300 followers.
Yeah, because you're that's like, are you trying to keep it cool? Like
also, who are you like, following?
Like, who are you following? And are you trying? Yeah.
What's going on here? Yeah, men that use social media should be electrocuted. I just cannot handle it.
So that's what I'm saying. Is he hot? Like, put him on the horse. Yeah, he's a hot man.
Hot.
We all see it. But we have to go back to, like, you know, Jared Fried. He's a comedian. He does, like, things about The Bachelor, too.
Mm-hmm.
He has the best, like, he, like, explains Tyler in the best way. And he loves Tyler. But he just says, like, Tyler, like, won the golden ticket of The Bachelor because if you guys didn't watch the season or watch, he was on Hannah Brown's season. He got to the final three. They had a fantasy suite date, and she wouldn't have sex with him. Now, when she wouldn't have sex with him, her reasoning was so weird. I mean, do what you want, but her reasoning was kind of like, I know we're so hot together, and it'll be great, so I want to make sure that, like, other stuff is. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Something like that. So he was like, totally understand, Hannah, and left. That, all the girls in America and their low expectations were like, he's so sweet. So what Jared makes fun of is like, what did you want him to do? Be like, no, fuck me now. Like, you know? So everyone was like, he's hot and he's understanding. Like, no, like, what did you want? Like, no means no, people.
Right.
Like,
he understands boundaries
like,
and consent.
Were we all kind of like, Hannah, have sex with him for all of us? Yes, but of course he's going to accept it. Also, he's on TV, so even if in real life he was a dick and was like, what the fuck? So he came out this, like, really hot guy that got turned away, was really understanding, and that's it, and was hurt. Even though, would he want to be married to Hannah Brown right now, America? No, he would not. He wanted to date Gigi Hadid. Okay? What? I'm passionate about Tyler C. See?
No, I'm living. I'm living, breathing. I'm everything.
No, but
for
I'm
this.
Just saying, would he want to be in Alabama with a house and kids with Hannah Alabama? No.
No. He doesn't.
That's the point. No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
But,
I mean, he was dating that chick that like broke his heart though.
No, okay. We have to talk about this because I watched that episode of Watch What Happens Live, obviously, where he was on with Luann, and he was like laying it on thick for this girl in the audience. Like,
loves her.
He was like, she's like amazing. I love her. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then his book came out and he kept what he would have the speech he would have given Hannah in the book, like the proposal speech.
Yeah. Did you read the book?
Oh my God. No, I read excerpts online. Okay. I do not own the copy of this book. Definitely not. But he kept his proposal speech in the book. I'm like, if I was dating someone and I read what he was going to say to like someone else, I would die.
Yeah, but it's part of his like, I'm hot, but I'm vulnerable. You know what I mean? Shindig.
Yeah, he's...
Anyway, I think she broke his heart. Is what I'm saying. So he was actually in love with her and she broke his heart. So, I mean, yeah, could it be that now he wants to settle down? Yeah, it could be. He's also like blowing up. He's going to be on TV are they recreating Footloose or some shit? What are they doing? I posted about it. I forgot now.
I don't know.
He's going on a new dancing show that's not Dancing with the Stars. It's like recreating dances from Dirty Dancing, maybe? No one asked for this. No one asked for this.
I'm so confused.
One of the Bella twins is going to be on it.
Oh, I love the Bellas.
Yeah.
A guilty pleasure of mine. I'm garbage.
So he's going to stay on our screens. Don't worry, people. And he got on fucking SNL with Kim Kardashian.
He did. Like, he's killing it. I'm sorry.
He's killing it.
Who knew that this is where the podcast would take us? But I want to talk to you about Instagram. I want to talk to you about, like, how did you start your Instagram? Like, what has this journey been like for you? Because you're a huge success.
You know what's funny? Like, the other day I was talking to my family about it because I'm like, I mean, jokes aside, like super appreciative person that like every day I'm thankful for whatever is happening. And then I have to remind myself, no, you worked for this. It's like every day I have this like self-talk, you know, moment. Yeah. It feels very like hashtag blessed, but at the end of the day, it's been like not only 5-6 years of work that I put into it, it's also like my whole life, you know? And so I was talking to my family about it the other day, and I was like, whenever I tell my story, it's like, oh, in 2015, I started my Instagram, which is like, that's what happened. But that's like my Instagram. That was like a vehicle of something, right?
Yeah.
But it's like ever since I was so young, like this was my dream. Who knew what manifesting was? But I'm pretty sure I've been manifesting it since then. I just didn't know how it would come out. But like I literally, every job that I ever worked, even though I obviously went to college, did great, had internships, had whatever, nothing, like I would find jobs and what I thought I liked and nothing was it, because like what I've always loved to do is basically what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I was the girl like literally reading magazines at the supermarket with my mom, like, because she wouldn't buy them for me. So I'd have to like stand by the cashier, you know, at Stop and Shop and read like Star magazine. And when gossip websites became a thing, I'd be on them. And I was just, and I'd recognize celebrities on the street, like from the back of their head, like the hair on their head. Like this was always like, and it wasn't cool then either. You know what I mean? Like
no,
now it's like.
You probably felt alone in your love for it.
Totally
like
alone.
I did.
Total loser, because my sister was studying like pre-med and she was always interested in other things. And I remember, I mean, older sisters are always kind of like harder on you. And she'd always make fun of me and be like, you're superficial, you're shallow, you care about dumb shit. Like here I am volunteering in Africa. Which she literally was at like a non-for-profit. And I was like, no, but like dead right now. And that then it was like embarrassing. I also went to a public high school in New York. All my friends were like at protests every day, like activists, like political, like everything. And I was like, bad, did you watch Keeping Up? Like, so I was always like that. And I felt stupid about it. It really made me feel stupid. And today it's like way more trendy, obviously, and celebrities are into talking about celebrities and, you know, it's everywhere. But yeah, it's as much as it's lame to say, like, I've always wanted to be in the entertainment world. But like, you never think it's going to happen. And you also don't know how to make it happen. So my Instagram, like kind of the way it started was memes. I was writing memes and I was private. Nobody even saw my face and I was anonymous for a long time. I just liked the fact that when like we were making fun of the photos. So I liked when Instagram turned from just like photos to like memes and funny things. And if you think about it, it was that for a while. Like it was, that was like the heaviness of my feed, at least like in 2000 and, you know, 14, 15.
Yeah. It was a lot of like fuck Jerry type
stuff. Right. Bad Jew. Like, so I remember like following those accounts when I moved here from Israel with my husband. And I was like kind of at a really anxious time in my life. And they really made me like laugh. And I remember then, because I was always like writing and stuff, I was like, oh, like, you know, instead of like a blog, I could write things here and like maybe they'll be funny. And I don't know. It was like a bedtime thought. You know, when you have a thought in bed and you're like, tomorrow I'm going to sign up for like a pottery class. Like it was that. But it was like for an Instagram account. The next day I opened an Instagram account, you know, made my family follow me. It was like 12 followers.
Yeah.
Went to like a meme maker website. Remember they had those?
Yeah.
And then it just like evolved into like, oh, here's me and here are my interests. And, you know, it kind of, you know, just I poured my heart and soul in every single thing that I care about. And if people were into the same things, then they had a place to like see those things. But it's more like the passion that I have for these things. And I literally wasn't making money for like till like a year ago, less than a year, And I didn't care. I was like, it's a hobby. Like, I don't care.
It's like this a passion project. Like,
it's a passion project. Like, I'm not doing it for money. I'm not doing it for anything else. Then like, this is fun for me. And like, that's stupid, you know, because again, like people are making money online and, you know, but it was just, I loved something, so I was doing it. I still had a job. I had like two jobs.
Yeah.
And I did it because I loved it. And I think at the end of the day, like as cheesy as it is, when you do something that you love and you stick with it and you're like committed to it and it shows, then like you will succeed or something good will happen from it. So I think in the bottom of my heart and mind, even though I was like, I don't care about money and I don't care about this, it's like, but I still had this like belief in me that there's no way something good won't come of something that I pour my heart and soul into.
Yeah. And I think that there's like a misconception though, too, with Instagram that like people look at your success now and they think it just happened. Like it just like overnight this happened to you. It's like, no, it's like you post 30 times a day. Like it's, and it's not like work in a traditional sense, but it is like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
And people always ask me like my advice and I don't really know why, because like I'm a clown, but I'm just like, it sounds so fucking lame, but consistency, like you just have to be consistent and you just have to post what you like,
but that's who the gives thing. A it's fuck? So hard to give advice because it's like, you know, is it a 24/7 job for me today? 100%. Will I be one of those people that's like, I'm a content creator and like creating content is really hard? No, right. That's not my vibe at all. It's way more fun than sitting in the office all day. Sorry, not sorry. Could everyone do it? No. But when people come to you for advice, it's like my first question is always like, what do you want to do? Do you want to have Instagram followers? Because that's not what I was wanting to do. You know what I mean?
Exactly. When I started my account, I didn't anticipate anyone to follow me. I literally was just like yelling into the void, hoping like someone would connect in some way, not even as a follower, but just as a person to talk to.
And it's not to say you can't listen. Addison Rae, she'll be the first to say, and Kim also, like, they wanted to be famous. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But I think today with Instagram and shit like that, it's like, but you have to have something, you know, if you want to like start an Instagram or a TikTok or a Twitter or whatever the fuck, you have to have like something that you want to put out there that would make other people want to follow you. You know what I mean? So I think the reasoning to go into it shouldn't just be like, oh, it looks really great to have followers and, you know, blow up like that. But I think that it's like, it's such a misconception because it looks easy to do. I don't know. It's just a weird question to me because it's what do you want to do though? I feel like if you're going to, you know, be a masseuse, then open an Instagram for your masseuse parlor and post about the great massages. But like you have to have the something that you're talking about, you know, or the new trend that I found of walking fashion bloggers.
Okay. Let's talk about that really quickly because I am fascinated by this.
Obsessed.
So there is a new trend going on, mainly in Europe, I feel like.
Yeah, it has to be a Parisian, like it has to be cobblestone. You can't be doing this in Nebraska. Yeah.
No, you're not doing this in like Missouri. You're not, no.
You're not like crossing the street like with a yellow school bus. It has to be with the Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like heavily like gray and black.
Oh yeah, it has to be like a just rained, but it's now drying day.
Yeah, and I'm wearing like a leather trench. And like a boot.
And a boot.
Like it's a lot. And so these girls in like Berlin or something are walking. Like they're walking. It's just videos of them walking.
Walking.
And slow.
My favorite though, the walking is hilarious because it's like, oh, what? Like, oh, a car's coming. Hold up. Mm-hmm. Oh, gotta go. But also love the like looking at my phone, look up. Love the like drinking from my coffee, look up, cross. Love those moments because like who could take themselves that seriously? Like who? I saw one today that cracked me the fuck up. I don't think I shared it. It was like one of them and they were like in their like Mercedes with the boot and the door open and on their phone being like, work never stops. And I'm just like, I live for this. Like live for this, that she's like on Instagram stories and she's like, work. That's the thing when I was going back to that is like, is it work? Like 100%. But like, I am such a self-aware person that I could never say like, never. Work never stops. putting on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You know, like, I cannot say that to my followers that, you know, 20% of them are nurses and, you know, are saving people's lives. And, you know, like, I could not do that. So
right.
That's the side, you know, you get the point. But the walking, listen, now I get one a day in my feed and I'm not mad about it. Keep them coming, Instagram algorithm. I want to see it.
Yeah. And so to like circle back really quickly, when you were describing that it's work, but it's like what we do, I guess. It's like, it's easy because it's like we're being ourselves and we're talking about what we're passionate about, but yet it's work. And it's like, it's hard to like explain that to people, like that balance of like it being a job. Like I forget sometimes like during the day, I'm like, I'm not even working. And then I'm like, wait, bitch, you are working. You're literally watching Salt Lake City because you have to write about it. Like I'm like,
wait,
I forget.
Did you quit your day job? Because when you were on my podcast, you didn't.
No, I like just quit back in June. So like this is full time.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm no longer in hell. So I was working with like, I won't get into it. I was working in a dental office. I would post all day long on my phone. I was like,
So you got fired for that.
I didn't get fired. I literally was like, listen, I have a job offer. I'm taking it. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I think I manifested it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, listen, manifestation sounds like an Instagram
caption
with glitter.
But it's real.
Remember the book, The Secret? It's kind of like that.
Totally.
Like, The Secret is totally, like, kind of culty. And I remember my
mom... Like, a law of attraction type of thing.
Yeah. Like, it's literally, like, put into the universe, like, what you want. And, like, you know, what you would... Like, I remember, like I said, I'm a huge loser. And I've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry. And I didn't know exactly in what way. So it's like, I was writing. And I was this. And I was that. And at one point, I was trying to be an actor.
An actor.
So when I was in Israel, I lied that I went to acting school. So I got into an agency.
Okay.
Yeah. See?
You're like, I went to Juilliard.
Yeah. No, legit. Not lying. They were like, great. What are they going to call Juilliard?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got a few gigs, you know, and it was cool and it was fun. But this is how you know that wasn't for me, right? So let's say I would get an audition and they would be like, hey, Amanda, the audition is in, you know, whatever street. And I'd be like, I'm tired. You know, like, it's far away from my house. It doesn't sound like that cool. If you're an actor, you're going to every audition. You are putting every ounce of energy into it. And like, you have intent. And like, so like, is it fun? Could I have a little capability? Maybe. But like, what you want to do should be something that you're so passionate about. And like, that wasn't it for me. Like, no, you can't pick and choose what is convenient to you to get for with public transportation. Like you will take the, you will fly to a different continent to do something that you really, really, really want to do. So I think that's just important for people to know with any job. It doesn't have to be in entertainment. It could be, you know, with any field. And of course, it's also super hard. And also remember that most people hate their jobs. And if, you know, and look forward to a day where they finally get to something they love, and that it could happen at any age. And it's not like, oh, you're 18, you decide exactly when you want to go to school for, then you went for it, and then you graduated and got the job. No, it can happen at any time. So,
oh my God.
I don't know.
I love
that
speech.
I'm like, should I write a book?
Yeah, you should write a book. Manifestation by Kamanda.
Yeah.
No, I had like the opposite experience. So I did a vision board for the first time for 2020, and I had like all this shit on my vision board. I'm not joking. Everything I put on my vision board did the exact opposite thing.
Stop.
Like I was like in a relationship at that time, and I like put that on my vision board, which I broke up with him. Like everything on the vision board, I did the complete opposite. And then 2021 happened, and like all of a sudden, like Cosmo's like, do you want to write for us? Like, will you write about Kim Kardashian? Because I saw your tweets. I was like, yes, of course. Like it, like so. Whatever. I think just 2020 was just a bad year for everybody.
Yeah,
I think
that could be.
We've established.
That could be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this was so much fun. Thank you for doing this.
Of course.
Anytime. You're amazing. Tell everybody like where they can find you, where they can listen to you.
Not skinny, but not fat. Unrelated to the content. Horrible name choice, some would say.
Really?
I don't know. I have issues with it currently. I mean, it's in a giant neon sign behind me, so
I was like, it feels like you've committed.
Yeah, it feels like. So not skinny but not fat on Instagram, and my podcast is the same.
And you can find it Apple, Spotify.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It goes to all the different places.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, we have new episodes every Tuesday, which are pop culture related. And every Friday is Bravo Friday. And this podcast is brought to you by The Dip. That's D-I-P-P. So for 20% off at thedip.com, use code H-O-T-M. And leave me a review and subscribe to Amanda's podcast. It's so funny. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.